KSTY Sonoma.
Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by Body Best Collision Center, which provides auto body repair, painting, and detailing, is located at 1964 8th Street East in Sonoma. For more information, you may call 707-996-2470. Tina Schoen, Broker Associate, Sotheby's International Realty, located on the beautiful Sonoma Plaza. Tina Schoen is a professional real estate broker in wine country real estate acquisitions and sales. For more information regarding wine country real estate, you may call Tina at 707-933-1515 or visit her website at realestate-sonomavalley.com. And Sonoma Hills Retirement Community, located at 405 West MacArthur Street. They are committed to offering you a gracious lifestyle, security, and peace of mind in a very caring and loving environment. For more information, you can call 707-939-7856, or you can visit their website at sonomaretirement.com.
It's springtime, and the Valley of the Moon Garden Club is having their spring plant sale Saturday, April 22nd from 9 to noon, with bargain pricing on vegetable starts, annuals, perennials, water-wise plants, succulents, and much, much more, all happening at the Sonoma Community Center, 276 East Napa Street in Sonoma, on Saturday, April 22nd. Be there at 9, and Master Gardeners will be there to answer your gardening questions. That's the Valley of the Moon Garden Club's spring plant sale Saturday, April 22nd.
The following show is brought to you in part by Hop Monk Tavern, located at 691 Broadway in Sonoma, offers over 100 varieties of beer from local breweries and beyond. Their tavern menu goes beyond basic pub fare with an array of hearty appetizers, entrees, and desserts. For more information, you can call 707-935-9100 or visit their website at hopmonk.com/Sonoma. Highway 12 Winery, located at 498 First Street East. Highway 12 Winery was inspired by the vision and pioneering spirit of so many before us, creating inspired wines ranging from crisp Sauvignon Blancs and rich Chardonnays to local reds, such as the Mission Hardware Old Sonoma Red. At the winery and barrel cellar on 8th Street East, future releases of wines are aging in more than 1,000 oak barrels, and the finished product is available at the Sonoma Plaza Tasting Room. For more information, you can call them at 938-8091. Or visit their website at highway12winery.com. The Sonoma Valley Sun, Sonoma's independent, employee-owned, complimentary newspaper. Local news and features, food and fiction, opinion and events, in full color every other Thursday. Updated daily at sonomasun.com. For more information, you can contact the Sonoma Valley Sun at 933-0101. Zeller's Insurance, located at 18911 Sonoma Highway. Dean Zeller's and Steve Murray have the resources to help guide you through the maze known as Medicare, health, and life insurance, or plans for retirement. They use many different agencies as a resource to help their clients find their way and calculate which plan works for you. They offer a complimentary service to help you with your needs. For more information, you can call 707-996-5282, or you can visit their website, zellersins.com. Taxpertise, located at 453 2nd Street West. Taxpertise offers solutions for your tax problems. Bonnie is now joined by Amanda Johnson, and they will help you with your tax problem resolutions, income tax preparation, offers and compromise, tax planning, audit representation, as well as bookkeeping and payroll services. For more information, you can call 935-1755, or you can visit their website at taxpertise.com.
Your bank can do. Let's get up and learn those rules. When the man and the crazy chief, one says sun and one says sea. AM and FM and PM too. Turning out that boogaloo. Get you up and I get you out. But how long can you keep it up? Give me Honda, keep me solid. Go deep and we're falling. Hong Kong dollar, Indian cent, English
Right, everyone.
It is right.
It's magnificent. It's a thirsty Thursday, Takeshi.
That's right. It's Friday Eve. We are ready.
It is Friday Eve. I am ready. I actually thought yesterday was Friday, but
yeah, that's what happened.
Maybe I was hoping.
Yeah, everybody hopes this one Friday or Thursday.
So how you been feeling? I've been feeling really drained lately.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm usually not that way.
Yeah, I just want to sleep. That's all I ever do is just sleep lately.
I know. So happy Thursday, everybody. Yeah. This is the morning show.
Yeah, it kind of is.
And it's raining.
It's raining cats and dogs.
I just stepped in a poodle.
Oh, no.
That's the joke. I know, that's horrible.
Whatever you do, don't step in a poodle. It'll go splat. No.
So, I think it's supposed to rain. Rain today. I don't know if it's supposed to rain all day today, but
I just read it's gonna rain till about till about 11.
Okay,
maybe.
I think we're getting like the spring rain now.
Yeah.
The light rain, but after that, I think that's it. I think after this,
we should get more on Sunday and Monday.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
But Friday is 64 and sunny tomorrow, so that's good.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
I'll take it, too. Why not?
Okay.
We'll just do that.
Okay.
But, today is Thomas Jefferson Day.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, interesting.
I got to get my.
You know, you see, if MC Cale is here, he was supposed to come in and shoot some facts at us about
some factoids.
Yeah, and blow our mind. But he's in Texas.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think he has a little trailer business out there. Storage
business.
I got to talk to him about that.
Yeah. Well, he's going to call in anyway.
Okay.
And we're going to talk to some of his most savory treats. But we'll see what he's doing.
I got
stuff.
It. Okay.
Yeah. Which is kind of crazy because I didn't intentionally plan that all your guests were going to be calling.
Okay, you know what? Today?
It just happened.
Well, that's great for TV, right?
Yeah, it's going to be great for TV.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know why today is Thomas Jefferson Day?
Okay, why is it?
Because it's his birthday, number one.
Oh, first off, it's his birthday. Happy birthday.
It's his
birthday. Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson. Do you know Thomas Jefferson is on Twitter?
No, he's not.
Look at.
He's got his own Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I love it.
Wow.
Right. So, Thomas Jefferson, I guess, tried to negotiate the Louisiana Purchase from the French in 1803.
Tried.
Yeah.
No, but did he fail?
No, I think he did. That more than doubled our landmass.
Okay.
That took everything out to the west.
To the west, to where we are.
Yeah.
So. Human.
Okay, so let's see.
Let's see.
Today honors the birthday of Thomas Jefferson.
Okay.
Can you name what number president he was?
Oh no. What? We talk about this all the time.
It's not even on this show.
He's the turd.
Is he the turd? The turd Thursday?
Yeah.
The turd Thursday of the month?
Is he?
You know what?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Let's look it up.
Okay, very good. Because it's not on this little paragraph.
Yeah, you know, that's what's really annoying. The thing I gave you doesn't have any really
should
good
mention
facts.
That. What is he most known for?
Let's see.
He wrote something.
He's an author of something.
Yeah, he is an author of something.
I don't know what it is, though.
Seriously?
Yeah, no, I know.
Oh, God.
I know.
He wrote the
Declaration of Independence.
That's right. We declared our independence.
That's right.
Don't you feel like you need to declare your independence on a daily basis?
Yeah,
from
exactly.
Something or somebody.
Yeah,
exactly. So he is the stalwart of democracy.
That's awesome.
But he said he wasn't much of an orator.
Oh.
Orator means, you know, like you and me, Takeshi.
Yeah.
You know, like really good speaking.
Yes. We're very articulate.
But his pen cut quite a swath of ink. And that was the old-fashioned ink.
I wish we still had those.
Yeah. Well, and they also say that I think the Declaration of Independence was written on...
What was it written on? Parchment paper?
A specific kind.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I
can't think of the name of it, but it comes from the cannabis plant.
Oh, really?
I can't think of the proper name right now. But yes, the Declaration of Independence is written on which I can't think of right now because my brain's not working.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, it says he cut quite a swath of ink through correspondence, documents, journals, and manuscripts.
Awesome.
Those who write tend to read. Jefferson was no different. He had a vast library of over 6,500 volumes.
Wow.
He was not only a lawyer, but a scientist of agriculture. Oh, look it. Mikhail would love this. Paleontology and astronomy.
Wow.
He was immensely curious. He kept detailed records of the weather and eventually established weather observers across his home state of Virginia.
Okay.
He served as a minister to France, secretary of state in President Washington's cabinet, and he ran for president for the first time in 1796, only to be elected vice president to his opponent, John Adams, due to a flaw in the Constitution.
A flaw? What was the flaw?
I don't know, but it kind of sounds like our last election.
Oh, okay.
There was a flaw. There was a fly in the ointment.
Okay.
Maybe it was the electoral college. Maybe that was the flaw. All right. So, yeah, he lost. Like, it sounds like he really won.
But he lost.
But he lost.
Oh.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. All right.
Okay.
Okay. 4 years later, here it is. The same fault in the document caused a tie. This is great. Within the same party between Aaron Burr and Jefferson, with Jefferson assuming the presidency. So he got it that time. He nailed it that time.
Yeah.
All right. So this is how you observe hashtag National Thomas Jefferson Day on social media.
Wow. Sweet.
Well, I guess you, let's see.
Here's here. Some interesting facts about Thomas Jefferson.
Okay, lay it on me.
He was the only two-term president who never vetoed a bill.
No. He's just, guy couldn't say no.
Yeah, he just... I guess he had great bill writers. Maybe.
Well, maybe everything, yeah. Maybe that's when they were like laying out the Bill of Rights.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I mean,
right?
I don't know. Okay, let's see here. He was a very casual person, and he had very bad posture, tendency to wear clothes that were very unfitting for a president. He loved wine.
Mm.
He was a complete wino.
Oniophile? Is that how you say that?
Yeah.
That sounds so gross to me.
That sounds
You're like, you're a pedophile, but you're an oniophile.
All right.
That means you're a wine lover.
Yeah, wine lover.
A wine lover.
He's a wino. He was a very talented musician. Played multiple instruments, such as the violin, piano. Let's see. He publicly opposed slavery.
But he had slaves.
Yeah, he probably did.
No, he did.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what happened, is he had...
But he didn't like the idea of it.
He had children.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. Yeah, I mean, those are some pretty interesting facts, right? No?
No. He was actually very tall.
How tall?
I mean, for that day and age, I feel like he was 6'2 or taller.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so the average height nowadays in America.
He was... No, I think the average height still in America is like 5'10 or so. Yeah. It's not what you think.
Well, I wouldn't know. I'm 5 foot.
You're a leprechaun.
Yeah, I am. Wearing my green and stuff. Exactly.
And look at us.
Yeah, we're matching. My goodness.
No, can you see that? Can you see us, Sonoma?
We are matching, Sonoma.
We are. Well, you know, it's still springtime, so even though it's raining, I thought I'd wear green.
Yeah.
I'm feeling the green. I'm feeling my Irishness. So, let's see. What else about Thomas
Jefferson? Would be proud.
Thomas Jefferson, I want to say, started, this is not in our notes, started the first university in our country.
He did not.
And I want to say it was the University of Washington. Yeah. Not Washington. Virginia.
No way.
Yeah. And what is the name of his homestead? It has a name. Monticello.
Monticello. I like that.
You never been back there?
No.
Oh, you got to go.
Wow.
It's really pretty. I've been back there a long time. But, yeah, that's just like when you hit Washington.
Yeah.
Washington, you should go over to Virginia and check it out.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, almost heaven.
So he was quite a prolific man. Gentlemen.
He was a true...
American. No?
He's a true Renaissance man.
Yes.
That's what you mean when you have all these different skills. Ah! There's our guy.
There's Bobo.
Bobo.
Yeah, he could have come in.
He came in early.
He's about... yeah, you know what? You are right.
Tell me.
What? No. Wait.
Do I get the little bell?
Yeah, you get the...
I get the little twinkle.
It was James Monroe, James Madison, and Thomas Jefferson. Jefferson, I think.
University of, he started at
University of Virginia.
Yeah. All right, so let's take a quick break.
All right.
And we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
With Dr. Kim.
Oh, she's online.
Yep.
You've been listening to The Morning Show, sponsored by Hop Monk Tavern, located at 691 Broadway in Sonoma. Highway 12 Winery, located at 498 First Street East. For more information, you can call them at 938-8091 or visit their website at highway12winery.com. The Sonoma Valley Sun, Zeller's Insurance, located at 18911 Sonoma Highway. For more information, you can call 707-996-5282 or you can visit their website, zellersins.com. Taxpertise, located at 453 2nd Street West. For more information, you can call 935-1755, or you can visit their website at taxpertise.com.
Looking for a fun place to volunteer, like working with kids? Teen Services Sonoma is holding a volunteer orientation meeting on Thursday, April 6th. Join us at the No Name Cafe, room J8 at Sonoma Valley High School. We'll be meeting there at around 6 o'clock. You can work with teens at the cafe, the Love and Oven, Operation Bicycle, the Homework Club, and much more. Join us. That's Thursday, April 6th, 6 o'clock, room J8, Sonoma Valley High School. Find out how you can make a difference.
Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by Tina Schoen, Broker Associate Sotheby's, Body Best Collision Center, and Sonoma Hills Retirement Community. And now back to The Morning Show.
The Morning Show is here, and what better way to start it off, our first guest, with Dr. Kim DeMaro. Is that it?
DeRamo.
Oh, DeRamo. Oh, my goodness.
We'll just call you Dr. Kim.
That'll be good. Dr. Kim's good.
And you are a mind-body medicine practitioner.
Yes. I'm a conventionally trained doctor, but I've changed my whole practice, really, to assist people in connecting with their body to open to healing. So much of what we're doing in medicine is like the tip of the iceberg, but if we can connect within our body, there's so much more available.
So what are some of the practices that you're using for people to connect with their body, you know, to heal chronic pain or illness or things that they're dealing with, anxiety, that's a good one. Yeah.
One of the biggest things is we are living in fight or flight, and even when it comes to our health and our body, we're reacting and fighting the symptoms and fighting the fat and even trying to fight anxiety. Well, when you fight your body, you both lose. You're connected. So it's just not the way of being that generates harmony in the body that can generate healing and health and allow thyroid disease to resolve and reverse, or allow anxiety or chronic pain to resolve and reverse. So a lot of patients with chronic fatigue syndrome, chronic pain, autoimmune illness, this inner fight is really what's propagating the illness and preventing it from getting better. So the work I do, the biggest thing is to get you out of fight or flight, because your body can heal itself.
Well, I totally agree with that, because I know, excuse me, when I have like anxiety, and I actually am a yoga instructor, so I typically don't get this, but I do have instances where this happens, and you know, I'll get like, you know, and I think we all have done this before, like get like a little cold sore on my mouth, and I know that I'm having anxiety. So I know you can tell yourself, like, you know, don't be stressed out. What do you actually do or recommend for
yeah,
people?
Yeah, that's a great question, because so many times we're trying to do the right thing,
right,
giving ourselves like this new self-talk, but we're not really connected in our body in a way that can do that. So it's like this small little part of us, like, oh, it's all going to be okay. But the inner conversation is, this is terrible, I'm terrible, I'm not enough, I'll never make it. So coming into a new connection with the self, and as you know from yoga, like, we use the breath to allow a shift in the body and the physiology and the chemistry,
mm-hmm.
a shift and a change in what's happening in your brain, so that you can come into this new alignment very, very easily.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's what it always goes back to, either going back to the breath or going back to meditation. But sometimes it is difficult, like you're saying, intellectually, you know what you're supposed to be doing, but then actually doing it And having it work, right?
Yeah, embodying this inner state that is aligned with it. Because a lot of times our inner state is, you know, oh, my God, I'm so scared. It's never going to be okay. I'm not okay. I'm not enough. And then we're trying to align with this sense of all is well. I'm at peace. My body's in harmony. And we haven't learned, like, how do I physically, mentally, and emotionally align with that so that it creates that response in my body?
Yeah, but sometimes when you think, oh, because, you know, you have, like, some type of illness, but if you kind of dwell on it, it amplifies even more.
Because we're so afraid of it. We're afraid of the body. We're afraid of our symptoms. I had years ago an autoimmune illness.
I didn't know it was an autoimmune illness.
I was terribly sick for over a year, and I hated my pain, and I hated the fatigue, and I fought with everything I had. But what I was doing was, like, trying to learn more and figure it out and eat the right thing and don't eat the wrong thing. I didn't know how to come into harmony with my body and harmony with my symptoms.
Yeah, so how did you become in harmony with your symptoms and your body for your autoimmune?
That is the most important thing. And when I did, the whole thing resolved within just days.
Yeah, but how did you do that?
Oh, so the first thing I did was I had seen a doctor, and I was living in the East Coast, so I grew up in Boston. It was a Harvard-trained doctor who kind of knew everything and told me, here's your lab results, here's what happened, here's what you need to do. And it was sort of when the last ball dropped for me, and I was like, you know what, this is not my reality. So I stopped buying into it that my body is broken.
Okay.
I stopped buying into this is a problem, and I started to realize what's right about this that I'm not getting. So that was one of the first things I did, was beginning to ask a different question. Instead of asking, what's wrong with me, and then trying to fix it, I began to ask, what's right about this that I'm not getting? What does my body have for me that's actually a gift? And that these symptoms that I'm resisting or that I can't stand it are actually a gift that I'm here to receive. So how can I receive this in grace and ease, so my body didn't have to scream so loud to give me this message?
So you had to, like, actually change your whole thought process around it. Yes.
Yes.
And look at it as a positive thing. Yeah, this is very interesting.
And then sometimes the positive negative can throw people off too. Like, gotta be positive. Don't be negative. And that becomes another state that I'm, like, trying to do. And really what allows the quickest resolution of disease is this state of neutrality. And I have a little video on it right on the front page of my site, drkimd.com, that talks about how do we come into neutrality, especially when I can't stand my symptoms. This fatigue is completely unacceptable. How do I come into neutrality to relate to my body in this new way that creates harmony? And it goes beyond the positive negative, because that was kind of what kept me stuck for a year and a half. I knew the positive negative thing, but I was not getting better. And I'm like, let me just be more positive. No, it was actually when I finally came into neutrality and stopped making this be what's wrong and started to just receive it and embrace it and allow it. And it's like it expressed itself in this sort of whatever the message was to my body, which was really about, Tim, stop fighting your life. When it did that, it just unraveled, and I had no more symptoms.
That's amazing. So it's almost like you came into acceptance.
Yes. And it's on a really profound level. So not just mentally.
Right.
Because I have clients all the time, and I work with people on Skype all over the world who will say, okay, I'm coming to acceptance, but why isn't it better? Well, that's not the same. Like, still a demand, and it's still about what I want to happen. I want to get better, and I want to get better in the next 10 seconds, and I want it to happen this way. And really instead, like, surrendering to receive.
Yeah. Well, I do think there's a point in time where that just happens anyway, because you get so fatigued, right?
Trying to bring a fighter, right?
So you're just like, oh, well, this is what is. Yeah, you come to that stage. Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it took a while because I was kind of such a fighter. I mean, a lot of people that go into medicine are kind of type A anyway. Like, I'm going to change the world. I'm going to make it happen. And I had such a stronghold on that I thought surrendering was quitting. I thought surrendering would have it get worse and, like, overwhelm my life, and I'd be, like, living on the couch forever in chronic pain, and it would never get better. That's what I thought, and it was really just a fear.
Wow. That's so interesting, and it's so true. I even feel for medical students because they, you know, have to work so hard and study so hard, and I always wondered about that, you know? Like, how could they actually serve us?
You can't.
When they're like,
this is
don't get any sleep. And
right.
Yeah.
And a lot nowadays, a lot of people just go to doctors when they're sick, and they know that they need to go to the doctor and stuff. That's the other problem.
Yeah, that's a great use of medicine, and why I went into emergency medicine. We're doing a great job in the acute situation. If your arm falls off, or if your heart stops, or if you can't breathe, we can keep you alive. But using that approach for chronic conditions simply doesn't work.
Right, right.
So you have a cool little book, yes, called The Mind-Body Toolkit.
The Mind-Body Toolkit,
that's
yes.
That's true, you do. Okay, so tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I had learned so much about the mind-body connection and the body can heal itself and blah, blah, blah. But it was like, well, what do I do? How do I do it? How do I get this ignition? So when I put my book together, I just made it about practical tools. Like, here's what you do when you're standing in line at the grocery or at a red light in your car. Here's what you do 3 times a day. Set your alarm to reconnect and establish harmony with your body so it becomes your natural state. But you got to have this reminder to, oh, wait a minute, let me connect. Hi, body. Here we are, and have a new relationship with my body. What do I do when I'm in that pain, I'm in that fear, and I'm totally freaking out, and I just want it to turn off?
Yeah.
That can allow more harmony. So I put these 10 tools together, and I have a package on my website, drkimd.com, where they can buy the ebook version of it along with a short video program where I guide them through each tool a little more specifically and go a little bit deeper so that people can have this go-to when they're in that state of anxiety or pain or unrelenting fatigue and begin to practice this.
Do you find that the amount of people now that suffer anxiety and like what you're talking about, autoimmune, has definitely risen in the United States?
Yes, and research has shown us too. A dramatic rise. And one of the things, the way I see it, is that the body is in just such a state of discord. So they're creating new autoimmune illnesses almost by the day label the state of the way the body goes into discord. But what's really happening is just we're so disconnected with ourselves. So, yes, we can look clinically at how the adrenals are affected or how your liver is affected and you're detoxing and you can't handle all these different foods and so let's go off these foods. But really, it's all the same core of how we're getting disconnected and then the body's falling apart as a result.
That's such a shame. Well, Dr. Kim, can you give us like maybe a few tips on how we can actually, like you're saying, just reconnect with ourselves on a daily basis?
Yes, yes. So the
for our listeners,
is we certainly could look at it like this is such a shame, just like you just said. But the reality is it's a gift. It's an invitation to come back into wholeness, to reconnect with ourselves. So if we all just connect where we are right now, and for all of our listeners, just if you're able to close your eyes, I invite you to close your eyes and just put your hand on your heart and take a few deep breaths.
Mm-hmm.
So connecting with your body.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first thing to do is let your shoulders relax and your neck relax so that the breath can come into the belly. That will immediately change your brain pattern and your level of awareness. So just let your belly expand out with the inhale as best you can. And let it relax. And then bring your awareness into your physical body.
Mm-hmm.
So be aware of what is my body feeling right now? Is there a little fluttering in my chest? Is there a heaviness on my shoulders? Is there a sense of doom or fear or like what is it? And mm-hmm. so we can relate to it objectively by just observing. Just breathe and witness what is happening in my body. And you can always say, hey, body, how are you? What's going on in here? Not in a sense of fear and urgency, just in a sense of curiosity. And just take a few deep breaths as you do this. And then you can rate on a scale of 1 to 10, most of us have not developed emotional awareness or energy awareness of, oh, this is how I'm feeling right now, that we could, like, label it, wow, I'm feeling frustrated or overwhelmed or trepidation. But you can kind of gauge 1 to 10. How am I feeling? 10 is I'm totally lit up. I feel amazing and vibrant and joyful. And 1 is I feel so awful. I just want to get off the planet right now. I'm miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just breathe into that. Where am I right now? Just say, okay. And then you take those 3 deep breaths. Let the belly expand out as you inhale. Let the belly sink in as you exhale. Because we can always take 3 breaths. It's like you don't really need to have time for that. You can do it while you're speaking or while you're driving or while you're whatever you're doing. And notice and connect. And so now you have this curious, objective awareness of what is my internal state. So maybe it's a 5. And then you take these 3 deep breaths. And what you'll notice is it will automatically come a little higher just by your observing it and allowing the breath, because that's what your body does. That's a natural thing your body does. But your body hasn't been given your attention. So it's like your attention's on, oh, my God, what's about to happen? And you're stuck in future. So it brings up a lot of fear. I hope this happens. I hope this doesn't happen. Or you're in past. This time this person did this thing to me, and I hope it doesn't happen again. Or I'm so resentful about blah, blah, blah. Or I had this accident, or this person did this thing, and I'm still in pain. So your energy's not in your body. So when you bring your energy, your awareness, your presence into your body and just check in this way, it gives your body access to allow that shift. The how is like, you don't have to do it. It actually happens automatically when you begin to connect this way. So that would be my first step to give all of our listeners to begin, and then you can listen and receive the guidance. What will contribute the most to my body and to my life?
So I find when I do have anxiety or if I do have stress and I can tune into it like you're saying, and then I actually feel like a pain or like a compression, kind of like in my heart area. So like following your steps here and acknowledging that, then what would you do when you're saying for to,
so
like, to ease up? Like I'm aware of it, but yeah.
That's very common, that we feel our emotions physically. So feel it physically. And then when you breathe, bring the breath and bring your awareness, all of your attention, directly into this pain, this heaviness, this tension. So feel it in your chest, because it can move.
Right.
It's just energy. What we do instead is we try to avoid it. We try to run away from it. We try to fix it. We try to remedy it. Let me find a doctor who can help me never have to feel this again.
Yeah.
We don't realize, like, just that 3 breaths of presence, of still presence.
Yes.
I witness this pain. I'm present to it. What do you have for me? What do you need? And just give that space in you your attention, because all energy wants to move. That's the nature of energy, the nature of our physical body. And as it has that invitation to do so, the allowance to do so, it's getting like, you know, we're giving it our presence instead of contracting around it. No, I have to get away. And we just make it worse.
Yes.
So move into it. Go into your pain instead of away.
Okay. So, Dr. Kim, I am so sorry. We're at the end of our segment right now, but tell our listeners how they can find you and if they want to hear more about your programs.
They can find me at drkimd.com, and there's a really neat quiz that's right on there, short quiz, to find out, like, what is holding you back? What is the biggest sticking point that's preventing you from living in vibrant health and joy and, you know, freedom? And so you can take that quiz right there on the page. I send out a lot of videos because I love sharing this work and sharing fun mind-body tools and, you know, just a deeper understanding of this work. So I do a lot of videos every day. And if you come onto my website at drkimd.com, it will it will send you the videos and my Facebook site. And you can sort of plug more into what I'm doing. And I would love to assist you more fully with really living this.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on this morning and sharing
yes, thank you so
your
much.
Wonderful techniques. Everybody, I'm sure, can use them.
Amen.
Amen to that, sister.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have a wonderful day. Where are you calling in from, by the way?
I'm in Durango, Colorado. It's
Ooh.
In the southwestern corner of
That sounds really cool. Okay. Well, you have a wonderful day, okay?
You too. Take care.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.
So.
Oh, it's pretty exciting.
We're going to take a quick break.
Yes, let's take a quick break. And
then
we already
we'll
got Casey Turner.
Casey Turner. So be right back.
You've been listening to The Morning Show, sponsored by Hop Monk Tavern, located at 691 Broadway in Sonoma. Highway 12 Winery, located at 498 First Street East. For more information, you can call them at 938-8091 or visit their website at highway12winery.com. The Sonoma Valley Sun, Zeller's Insurance, located at 18911 Sonoma Highway. For more information, you can call 707-996-5282 or you can visit their website, ZellersINS.com. Taxpertise, located at 453 2nd Street West. For more information, you can call 935-1755 or you can visit their website at taxpertise.com. Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by Tina Schoen, Broker Associate Sotheby's, Body Best Collision Center, and Sonoma Hills Retirement Community. This health moment is brought to you in part by Sonoma Valley Hospital.
Using a smaller plate can help limit the volume of food you can fit. It can also help make smaller portions look larger and measure closer to recommended portion sizes. If you finished your plate and are still feeling hungry, wait 10 to 15 minutes before going back for seconds. These few minutes can provide the time needed for your body to tell you that you're full.
And now back to The Morning Show.
That's right. It is The Morning Show on this nice rainy day.
It is.
But if it's going to be raining this weekend, what better way than to go check out the Hop Monk Tavern?
Listening room.
Definitely. And that's why we got Casey Turner with us. Go ahead and turn on his channel there.
Oh, there you are. Sorry, Casey.
How are
you
doing?
There you are.
How you doing, man?
Doing well. Yeah, the Hop Monk is definitely a good place to duck out of the rain. The beer garden still has the tent over it, so you can still hang out outside but stay dry and warm.
Yes,
yeah.
It is hermetically sealed.
Yeah.
Just joking.
It's like that scene in E.T.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But it's way more nicer.
Oh, know? No, it's very nice.
It is nicer.
It's not scary. It's more inviting.
And there's beer. I don't think there's any beer in the E.T. tent.
No,
unfortunately not.
Well, we're lacking in E.T., but that's all right. Anyway, so what's going on at Hop Monk?
So Friday night, we've got Frankie Bourne coming back.
Frankie Bourne, songwriter
who does an eclectic mix of covers and originals. And if we're ever so lucky, manager Matt Piazza might join him. He plays keyboards. If you've never seen Matt, the manager at Hop Monk, perform keys with Frankie Bourne, you're really missing out on something rad. He's a shredder on the keys.
He did.
So maybe he'll sit in with them. You never know. But Frankie will definitely be there Friday night from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. And there's no cover charge for that. So that's what I would do Friday night if I was in Sonoma for sure. And then on Saturday night, we've got more live music with Brian Dolzani. He's on tour from Connecticut. If you listen to his videos, it's very much channeling Neil Young, Bob Dylan, you know, the Greenwich Village / just singer-songwriter folk vibe. Great voice, good harmonica playing, good guitar playing. So if you're into that, you definitely want to catch Brian Dolzani on Saturday night from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Again, no cover for that.
Sweet.
That's the music for this weekend. We're going to be bringing back the Beer Garden music. Maybe towards the end of the month, but definitely in May, depending on the weather.
You know, it's so funny that we're getting all this rain right now because we had that one, you know, beautiful weekend, right?
I know.
The beginning of April, and it kind of teased us all. So
yeah, I got a call from the folks at Hop Monk saying, "Why is there no one staying in the beer garden?" I'm like, "Cause it's usually raining right now. I didn't want to cancel anyone if we. It's tough to predict the weather in the Bay Area sometimes.
No, it's smart actually. You know, we have a farmer's market here, and it used to start in April, but because of the rain, they pushed it to May. So same kind of ideology
is that
there.
What's going on? I can't remember.
Yeah.
And it's a real winter this time. You know, last few years we've been tricked. I think I started booking Beer Garden Music much earlier last year just because it definitely wasn't raining. So, but also, I want to mention every Wednesday, the open mic is still going on from around 7:30, 8 o'clock. And Matt Piazza, that amazing keyboard piano player slash manager slash open mic host, is there running the show. So for folks that are interested in performing at Hot Monk, you know, going to the open mic is the way to do it. He reports back to me pretty frequently when folks come through, and he feels like they're ready to play the tavern stage at the beer garden. So if you're interested in performing at Hot Monk, 100% go check out the Wednesday open mic night that runs.
And they dial you all in, too. So they get the sound all right.
And it sounds good. We actually have a stage monitor and the whole setup, so it sounds a lot better than it used to. We're all really excited about that.
Yeah, definitely.
And then keep an eye out on hotmonk.com for the cookout concert series is going to be happening soon in Novato. It starts up in June, but the lineups are slowly being announced. So definitely keep an eye on hotmonk.com, HOPMONK. And also, we're going to be back at the Novato Festival of Art, Wine, and Music in Novato on June 10th and 11th. It's a ways out, but it's one to mark because it's a free festival, and I put together the music for the Hot Monk Tavern stage, and our headliners are pretty spectacular. We're really excited about that.
So is that all going to be located in Hot Monk Novato, Casey, that one that you just mentioned?
The Novato Art and Wine Festival is downtown.
Oh, it is downtown.
On Grant and 7th. It's a street festival. It has two stages. Hot Monk has one of those stages. So that's a downtown festival, and the Hot Monk stage is all Hot Monk pays for the whole thing and puts it all together. And I booked the music and emcee the 2 days. And the lineup is posted on hotmonk.com now on the Novato section. But the cookout series is at the beer garden location in Novato.
Okay, I pulled it up here. It's got a nice picture of you front and center on the website with your Giants hat on.
Probably for one of the cookout shows,
Yeah, really cute. Go Giants.
yeah, for sure. I was at the game last night, and it was a rainy, cold one, but really fun to watch because we rallied last night.
Okay, so they played the Rockies last night, I want to say?
No, it was the Diamondbacks.
It's still the Arizona. Okay. All righty.
And we're still missing missing Buster Posey. It was spectacular. The guys really looked good out there.
Very good.
But yeah, if you go to hotmonk.com/Sonoma, you'll see the full lineup of all the live music we have every weekend, Friday and Saturday night, and open mic Wednesday. And then the Beer Garden Music will be starting up very, very soon, so keep your eyes on the calendar for the lineup.
Okay, that sounds sweet.
Thank you guys again for supporting Hot Monk and live music and the local Sonoma community.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, Casey. You stay nice and warm today.
Have a great rest of your weekend. Rest of your weekend. Hope you have a weekend.
It is Friday Eve.
It's Friday Eve.
Oh, yes, it is.
No day it is.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
You guys take care. Bye-bye.
Well, awesome.
That was Casey Turner. Okay. Gosh darn it, it just pulled off my news.
Oh,
but,
no. A pizza New Haven. Or is it New Haven a pizza?
I totally know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's a pizza.
I'm so sad.
They had a fire at the pizza.
Yeah.
And they're still investigating it. I guess that just happened.
It just happened.
So it's very sad.
Yeah.
So I got
breaking news from my friends who are taking videos of it happening.
Because they live right there.
Because they live right in that area.
So I want to say it happened. What's today?
Day before yesterday.
Okay. So
I know.
Well, so that was Tuesday night?
Tuesday night
at around 11 p.m.
Yeah.
And a fire broke out. And the fire department was called, and they came in there, and the fire was in the kitchen, obviously.
Yeah.
And I guess it was coming out to, you know, the seating area.
Ooh.
And they were able to put it out without it spreading to other businesses because they're all connected there.
Oh, okay, so they were able to put it out.
They put it out, but I think there is still significant water damage from that. That's like if they came into the studio and just blew it open with their hoses.
Right.
Yeah. It's
very sad.
Yeah,
because it was a a new
business. Well, it was two businesses.
It was two businesses.
So it was
Garcia's Bakery.
It was the Mexican bakery, and then it was Fernando's Pizza place.
Pizza.
And he was just really getting that thing swinging. So
he was gonna start opening for lunch too, I think.
Yeah, he put the tables on the outside and I feel really badly about him.
Badly, heartbroken.
So this was my other news that was just popping up. Okay, so everybody heard about that wonderful treatment of that man who got dragged off the United Airlines.
Yeah.
So
that was pretty bad.
They just reported, Huffington Post, that he had a concussion.
Ooh.
Two missing teeth.
Are you kidding me?
And something else. I mean, I have to go back to my news.
Oh,
can you believe
that?
They didn't show the worst of those pictures, but, now that it's all coming out.
Yeah.
And his mouth was,
He didn't look too well.
He was bloodied up.
Yeah.
And that was through the Chicago police.
He was actually a physician, too.
Yeah.
Which he was trying to get to his patients because he needs to be there at 8 a.m. was his rebuttal to the
Well, of course, he has lawyered up.
Of course.
And so here is the new picture that's coming out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Okay. Yeah.
He has since requested, all the video from the airline, and a lot of stuff is coming out that said he was politely declining, no thank you, and So, guess the poor man, he was like 69 years old.
Yeah.
That's awful. This thing was just horrible.
Yeah, it was horrible.
All the way around, right?
Yeah, definitely. And they overbooked the flights, too, right? And so sometimes
that's... Well, they do that intentionally.
Yeah.
Because in case people cancel at the last minute.
Right.
And I guess the four United employees were going to fly to Kentucky to go on to another flight, and they said if they didn't make this flight, that whole flight would have to be canceled. I mean, it's all profit-driven, obviously, but they could have upped the voucher, which they didn't decide to do.
Right.
You know?
And also, I mean, I saw some footage about, 30 seconds before he got dragged out and stuff. From that 30 seconds, he did sound a little, crazy because he was like, I need to go and da-da-da-da-da.
Well,
but, I get it. Maybe he was a little bit worried about his
I think they just
guests.
Showed a snippet.
That was a snippet. No,
meaning,
but,
so they probably showed, just released the juiciest part.
Oh, no. It was just random. Yeah. It was just random clips I was watching.
Yeah.
But, I mean, him getting dragged out and stuff does not justify that or anything.
Well,
it wasn't
if you saw him, obviously, and that wasn't...
Yeah.
There's not, security for, there's not police for United Airlines. That was the Chicago O'Hare police in the airport did that.
Right.
So those guys are now on leave.
Yeah.
I had a girlfriend that used to work for Virgin.
Yeah.
And she would tell me some stories, and it was the total opposite of this. So they have a different policy. So Virgin America actually merged with Alaska Airlines.
Oh, right.
So Virgin America and JetBlue.
Okay, JetBlue.
Which are probably, I think, the two better affordable. And then there's always Southwest, good old Southwest. But they don't have a policy like this, meaning if they're overbooked and they need to get people on, they don't do this. They just eat it. which they should, right?
Yeah, they definitely should.
So, this is going to cost them.
Yeah, quite a bit.
While their stock is already dipped down.
Okay.
And it's probably going to dip further. It's, yeah, a fiasco.
Right, right. So, maybe we should take a quick break because Mr. Classical is usually here about 40 minutes before his segment.
Okay, that's fine.
So
Wally Brightman's going to be coming on.
We'll take a quick music break, and I'm going to find him.
Okay, so not the top of the hour. You want to take music?
Yeah, let's take a little music.
Okay. Go ahead.
What should be playing?
Hit me.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
You've been listening to The Morning Show. Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by Body Best Collision Center, which provides auto body repair, painting, and detailing, is located at 1964 8th Street East in Sonoma. For more information, you may call 707-996-2470. Tina Schoen, Broker Associate, Sotheby's International Realty, located on the beautiful Sonoma Plaza. Tina Schoen is a professional real estate broker in wine country real estate acquisitions and sales. For more information regarding wine country real estate, you may call Tina at 707-933-1515 or visit her website at realestate-sonomavalley.com. And Sonoma Hills Retirement Community, located at 405 West MacArthur Street. They are committed to offering you a gracious lifestyle, security, and peace of mind in a very caring and loving environment. For more information, you can call 707-939-7856, or you can visit their website at sonomaretirement.com.
KSVY Sonoma.
Saturday, April 29th, the Earth Care Advocates of First Congregational Church will join with other local groups for the People's Climate Mobilization March at the Sonoma Plaza. This march is a sister march in solidarity with the nationwide People's Climate Marches being organized by 350.org. Meet on the plaza at 10:30 a.m. or Burlingame Hall at the First Congregational Church to march together to the plaza. It all starts at noon. Everyone is welcome to join the march and add your voice.
Stronger together.
For more information, go to SonomaUCC.org.
Sir Optimist International Sonoma Valley invites you to join us at Head Over Heels for Fashion, a fundraiser luncheon on May 6th, 11:30 a.m. at MacArthur Place, featuring spring fashions in vibrant jewel tones from Chico's, Angelique Boutique, and Artifacts. With live and silent auction items, proceeds will be used to fund high school scholarships, school literacy programs, and Sonoma Overnight Shelter. Sir Optimist is an international volunteer service organization working to improve the lives of women and girls locally and throughout the world. Please contact Joyce Murphy at 996-4538 to make reservations and purchase tickets by April 25th.
KSVY Sonoma.
The following show is brought to you in part by Hop Monk Tavern, located at 691 Broadway in Sonoma, offers over 100 varieties of beer from local breweries and beyond. Their tavern menu goes beyond basic pub fare with an array of hearty appetizers, entrees, and desserts. For more information, you can call 707-935-9100 or visit their website at hopmonk.com/Sonoma. Highway 12 Winery, located at 498 First Street East. Highway 12 Winery was inspired by the vision and pioneering